This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning. Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the vast world of nutritional supplements and healthcare. This is a show where we discuss using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and health and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here for you on The Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the Ingevity products or Truth Skin Health products, formulations, ingredients, something you may have heard about or read about, or if you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase Ingevity products, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or you can go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and purchase Ingevity products there. Also want to remind you to check out our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, and now you can purchase Bergamot, the bergamot loaded nutritional supplement for metabolic syndrome and especially for liver health problems. Bergamot is an awesome, awesome supplement for helping your body, for helping stabilize blood sugar. And because it helps you stabilize blood sugar, it's got multiple benefits. You could find Bergamot and female balancing, female hormone balance and cayenne extract and chaparral extract and all kinds of health products up at truthnourishment.com. That just came up. That just got up and running a couple days ago. Thank you to Robert Lundgren for setting that up. We've got radiation-free headphones on there. All kinds of really neat products are up at truthnourishment.com. Also have our blog. And the radio program is actually linked to the site as well. That's truthnourishment.com and also pharmacistben.com. They're kind of linked together. All right. We have been talking about a little bit about the history of organic chemistry and the nature of, I started talking about medicalization a couple weeks ago, and I really want to kind of link all of this to the drug business, how the drug business came about. There was no such thing as organic chemistry until the beginning of the 19th century. The 1820s is really when organic chemistry came about. And this whole idea of organic chemistry was really kind of radical. Back then, in the 1820s, they thought that the chemistry of life, organic chemistry is the chemistry of life. Inorganic chemistry is the chemistry of rocks. That's basically the distinction. It's kind of a little bit more nuanced than that. But basically the distinction between organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry is the chemistry of life versus the chemistry of rocks. The chemistry of non-life, if you will, was the only chemistry that existed until the 1820s. Until then, they thought that life chemistry was magical. They said it was a vital force. They called it vitalism, actually. The scientific theory of the day, of the days and the centuries, I suppose, since the Enlightenment, was that there was a vital force. They called it vitalism, and that's what drove the body. They didn't have any idea back in the 1600s, 1700s, up until the early 1800s that you could actually make living chemicals until a guy named Friedrich Wöhler, who's a German scientist, was monkeying around with lead cyanate and ammonium nitrate, two inorganic compounds that have been known about for a long time. Ammonium nitrate is a fertilizer, very explosive stuff. Lead cyanate is a pigment. Ammonium nitrate is kind of really interesting stuff. It's a very fundamental molecule. It's used as fertilizer, but it's also really, really explosive. It's used by people who want to blow up buildings, ammonium nitrate is, but it's also used as fertilizer. Anyway, lead cyanate was used in dyes. It was in the dye industry. There's an interesting relationship, by the way, between the dye industry and the drug industry. In fact, the first drug companies, were created by converting factories that were making dyes into factories to make drugs. The highest tech chemistry for many centuries was the chemistry of pigments and dyes, because that was the greatest indulgence, or one of the great indulgences that ancient people could participate in, was having pretty clothes and dyes. So the dye business, that represented the highest tech in the world of chemistry, the dye business, and the drug companies were all started from dye companies. Anyway, so lead cyanate and ammonium nitrate were combined. This guy Friedrich Wohler combined them, and he created what's called the Wohler method. And when he put the two together, he got himself a living molecule, a molecule in biology. He got himself something called urea. You've heard of urea probably if you've ever had your kidneys checked, your blood urea nitrogen, your bun. Urea is a very simple compound. It carries nitrogen with it, and that's why they measure your bun to see how healthy you are. If your bun is high, if your blood urea nitrogen is high, that is, if the urea content of your blood is high, that means that your body's breaking down. It's deteriorating. You don't want your bun to be high. So anyway, he put the two together. He put the lead cyanate together with the ammonium nitrate. He got himself some living chemistry. He got himself a living chemical. Up until then, urea was considered to be in the realm of vitalism. It was magical. It was living. You couldn't make it, but he made it. That was radical. That was a huge, huge advance in the world of chemistry. It shook things up big time. Now, all of a sudden, now they figured, well, we can actually make the same chemicals that are in the body? Holy moly! That, all of a sudden, they created this distinction between inorganic chemistry, that is the chemistry of rocks, and organic chemistry, that is the chemistry of life. And that really shook things up at the beginning of the 1800s. You can only imagine what life, how exciting scientists must have been at the beginning of the 1800s, because up until then, things changed a lot at the beginning of the 1800s. That's when we started to understand how the body is structured in terms of its neurology. We were really getting going with the whole circulatory system, which had only been discovered a few hundred years before. It was a really exciting time to be a scientist, and especially to be in medicine, because you could come up with all of these tools now, all of these ways of manipulating the body. Once they figured urea out, it wasn't very long before organic chemistry was starting to make biological compounds that were used as medicine. That was the first thing they did. Aristotle famously said that all of mankind's life is directed by the drive for pleasure or avoidance of pain, something like that, paraphrasing. And so life must have been very painful in the 1800s. They didn't know about germ theory. People were getting their legs cut off without anesthesia. I mean, it was a hard life. And anyway, so it wasn't very long before these organic chemists started working with medicine. They started working with making things that could control pain and control biological reactions. Once they realized that the chemistry of life could be produced in a laboratory, organic chemists, these new chemists, became focused on looking for molecules that could be used for biology, that could be used to change biology. First place they went is to nature. They looked through nature to find molecules that they could use and they could tweak and they could somehow convert into biological molecules that could help human conditions, that could help medical conditions, that could help the human situation, which was really, from a health perspective, really bad. And the first place they looked at it was herbs, because they had been using herbs for a long time. Pharmacy and herbology go together, and so herbs have been used since time immemorial. So the first place these organic chemists went to was plants and herbs. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll continue on the Bright Side right after this break. 844-236-6010 is our number. We do have lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We'll be back after this.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number, and we have lines open for you. We are on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive page, brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com. And don't forget to check out pharmacistben.com for all our new health products, as well as the longevity products, and the Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business, pharmacistben.com, and now truthnourishment.com and criticalhealthnews.com and brightsideben.com are our websites. Love to have you on the Bright Side Ben team. Click on the Join the Team link. Start a longevity business for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself and help spread the word about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program, the ultimate win-win business. You can change lives. You can make money. You can be your own boss. It is an ideal business opportunity for folks who want to get into the health business. It's an ideal platform for people who have something to say about the health business. Check out all the longevity products and join the team by clicking on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number on the Bright Side. We start talking about medicalization, this idea that everything, that things that are just normal parts of life are now medical parts of life. Seatbelts are a classic example. Smoking, obesity, all of these have become medicalized. Depression, PTSD, everything becomes medicalized. The medical model has extended itself into our lives, its tentacles into our lives, on multiple levels. And the drug industry, the pharmacomedical model, as we say, the pharmacomedical industry, is the most profit-intense industry that there is. So it's for good reason. There's a lot of money to be made in medicalization. And all started back in 1820, when Frederick Ehlers first synthesized urea, and that set the in motion the development, the birth of an industry that is now the most profit-intensive industry in the world, the pharmaceutical industry. It all began with Frederick Ehlers' discovery of urea. Then they started looking at plants, and they started to figure out what they could do with plants to tweak them. The first plant that they worked with was a plant called willow. The willow plant, because the willow plant had been used since the ancient Greeks, in the days of the ancient Greeks, for pain. So I want to know what was in the willow plant. And guess what they found? They found in the willow plant a very important compound called salicylic acid. I use salicylic acid in skincare. Salicylic acid is an amazingly valuable compound in the skincare world. And salicylic acid is also found everywhere. Salicylic acid is a plant defense molecule. So plants make salicylic acid, or you may have heard the term salicylates. Salicylates are salicylic acid. Salicylates can actually cause allergic reactions. Some people will have salicylate allergies to apples. Apples are high in salicylates. Cucumbers are high in salicylates. Salicylates, by the way, is spelled S-A-L-I-C-Y-L-A-T-E-S, salicylates. Avocados, dates, figs, they're pretty much found everywhere, salicylates. It's hard to find a plant that doesn't have salicylates, but fruits like apples and blueberries and kiwi fruit, avocados, which are fruit, these are very high in salicylates. Grapefruits high in salicylates. You may eat just being on the grapefruit diet. And you may have a problem if you have a salicylate problem. The cruciferous vegetables, hot peppers, broccoli, eggplant, these are all high in salicylates. There's some cheese that's high in salicylates. If you just feel, you know, that's why I always say you can't go by the 10 good foods and the 10 bad foods, because you could have a problem with cucumbers. You got to do a food diary. There's this idea, yes, donuts are bad for everybody. That's true. Potato chips are bad for everybody. But there's a misleading idea with the good food, bad food, that all you got to do is eat the good foods and you'll be fine. No, eggplant's a good food. Spinach is a good food. Good food, bad food is very simplistic. It's good. You know, the good food, bad food distinction maybe is okay for people who don't have any idea about this stuff. But once you start learning things, you see that you can have problems with anything. That's why you have to do a food diary. And ideally fast. I have a friend who's doing a food, finally. Her skin was really bad. And I've been telling her for years about food. And she couldn't figure it out. Finally, she just hit bottom. She started eating a bunch of avocados and totally broke out massively. And
So she just hit bottom, and she said, okay, now I gotta figure this stuff out. And she's finding, she's doing a great job. I gotta tell you, she's doing an amazing job, and she's finding out all kinds of things that she can eat and can't eat. It's crazy. She can't eat kale. She just had a little kale. She started to bloat. She started to, her skin started to get bad. I mean, little things like that that you would think, kale, what could be in kale? Well, how could that possibly be a problem? Well, it is. You don't know. You got to do a food diary. You got to write things down. And it helps if you fast first. Anyway, so salicylates are everywhere. I love salicylic acid topically. Great topical ingredient for acne. Great for anti-aging. My peppermint salicylic cleanser, which you can find at truthtreatments.com, is a big jolt of salicylate in it. Salicylic acid. This French chemist, Charles Gerhardt, he figured out the salicylate was salicylic acid was in the willow, and he figured out that the salicylic acid was giving the willow its pain relieving properties. But it wasn't quite a drug. Just taking salicylic acid wouldn't work because it's not really handled by the body. So what he did was he just tweaked the molecule a little bit, and he made something called acetyl salicylic acid. He stuck a little acetyl to the salicylic acid, and he got himself a very powerful molecule. Acetyl salicylic acid, he called it, or it was called. And this stuff was non-toxic because the body's very used to salicylic acid. For most people, except for those people who have allergies or have reactions, most people don't have a problem with salicylic acid. The human body evolved with salicylic acid. We ate those plants and we ate those vegetables, so we got used to salicylic acid. It was, the body handles salicylic acid pretty effectively, with the exception of people who have problems, allergies and such. But by putting that little acetyl on there, it took the body a little bit longer to process, so it stuck around longer. It didn't get detoxified quite as quickly, so it became more of a medicine than a plant, had a little bit more toxicity. The body had to work harder to break it down. There's no medicines that are completely non-toxic. So by putting the acetyl on, it made it more complex. And then with that acetyl, it also made it more medicinal. The more powerful a medicine is, or the more toxic a medicine is, the more complex it is, sometimes the more powerful it is. And this drug that he came up with, this acetylated salicylic acid, or salicylic acid from a willow plant that had a little piece of acetyl on it, we know today as aspirin. And that's what aspirin is. And man, did that revolutionize the chemistry business. Holy moly. When aspirin came out, that was a miracle. And still is a miracle. For all the benefits you get with aspirin, I don't want to say benefits, but all the effects you get with aspirin, maybe sometimes beneficial, and sometimes not beneficial. Aspirin can cause some problems. But for all the biological effects you get with this stuff, I mean, you're dealing with a generally speaking, well-handled molecule. A molecule that's very well handled by the body. And this completely turned the medicine business on its head. All of a sudden you had something you could use for pain, for inflammation, for fever. I mean, it was and still is, as far as drugs go, a miracle drug. And by the way, I predict that CBD is going to have the same impact as aspirin. All right, we'll continue talking about all of this stuff, the pain pills and aspirin and the history of organic chemistry and medicalization and our addiction to being medicalized, if you will, on our coming Bright Side episodes. We'll be back with your phone calls right after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it that women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Atella Gas Truck. Find Shell Road Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Atella Gas Truck is Shell Road. This cupcake's oil corner store for on cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country, halfway across tailgate party, world's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud, mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid and camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Atella Gas Truck is Shell Road.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We got lines open, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products, our Truth Skin Health products, or any of the Truth Nourishment products, you can go to truthnourishment.com and check out our new shopping site, or truthtreatments.com and check out our skin health products, or pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. We'll get your calls here in just a moment, 844-236-6010. From the journal Toxicology and Health, Sunscreens containing physical UV blockers can increase transdermal absorption of pesticides. How do you like that? As if sunscreens weren't bad enough on their own, now you're going to get increased transdermal, you're going to get increased penetration of pesticides, and I'll tell you what else. The preservatives in your sunscreens will also go into your bloodstream more effectively as well. Listen, there is no time you want to wear a sunscreen. Sunblocks don't have any of these issues. Sunblock, there's no reason to use a sunscreen rather than a sunblock. Zinc oxide. Look for zinc oxide. Sunblocks, and look for vitamin C. And look for a new Truth treatment product, hopefully sometime in the near future, that's got zinc oxide and vitamin C. And I have a sunblock product that we're now testing. That should be out hopefully soon. Not sure when. I'm not even sure how I want to market it because I can't really put an SPF on it. In any case, if you're wearing a sunscreen, switch to a sunblock. If you have to, if you don't have any option and you have to wear sunscreen because you don't want to burn, get it off your skin as soon as possible. And always, the best way to protect your skin from the sun is with a good nutritional supplement program and a good diet, because the nutrients from your foods and the nutrients from your supplements get deposited in your skin where they protect your skin from the sun. And it's very likely that the issues we have, the issues people have with sunburning, and for that matter with skin cancer, for that matter any skin problems, are more about nutritional supplementation than they and diet and internal biochemistry than they are about the external environment, and that includes the sun. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open. Let's see what Jan in California has to say. Good morning, Jan. What's up?
Good morning, Ben. Good. Thank you so much for all your good information. I've learned a lot from you.
Awesome. Thank you. What's going on?
I wanted to talk to you about fasting. I know that the Tuesday fasting is very good for us.
Very good.
I fast every day, 16 hours a day.
Very nice.
And I eat.
When did you start doing that?
About 3 weeks ago. My son and his fiance are really into fasting. And
what do you notice?
Well, nothing so far.
You should definitely be noticing stuff.
Well, my digestion, of course, is much better.
Well, that's pretty huge. Come on.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have more energy?
Well, no. That's one of the problems. I don't have a lot of energy. Because of my age, I'm going to be 80 years old.
You can still have some more energy. Let's figure this thing out. So when you eat, you say you fast for 16 hours a day. Well, that means what? You eat 8 hours a day. You're sleeping 12, so that's not really much. You're sleeping 8, so I'm not really sure where you're getting I'm not sure like exactly what you mean by fasting 16 hours a day. How do you tell me your day? You wake up in the morning.
I don't eat. My last meal is like 7:30 in the evening.
Okay.
And then
when do you start eating?
Pardon?
So when do you start eating?
12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's not really a fast.
And then I don't eat, of course, from 7:30.
You're not really fasting. You've got to be a little bit uncomfortable. You're not uncomfortable with that. So go into, just fast a whole day. Don't eat. See how you see the difference between how you feel. Now, it may not feel so great when you first fast or the first day of fasting, but it kicks in. You got to give it some time for the endorphins to kick in and the chemistry to kick in, the upregulation to kick in. So why don't you start off with one day a week with a fast? And then when you're eating, when you are eating, pay very close attention to what you're eating. What are you eating from 12:30 to 7:30?
Mostly, I'm staying away from carbs.
What are you eating? Not what you're staying away from.
Oh, okay. Like for lunch, I'll have an egg, some turkey, blueberries.
All right. You're not eating
avocado.
Processed food? You're not eating processed food?
No.
You're sticking to fresh food?
Yes.
Throw in some bone soup. Make sure you do apple cider vinegar with your meals.
Yes, I do with every meal.
And throw in some bone soup. Make chicken soup or find a quality chicken soup. It's hard to find a quality chicken soup. It's best to make your own. And then how? What kind of can you count your calories? Do you know how many calories you're eating? You think it's a lot, a little? It doesn't sound like it's much. And you're not eating bread, right? Or pasta, rice, none of that
bread,
stuff.
No, none of that.
Throw in some more easy to absorb protein. An egg might not be as easy to absorb as it needs to be for you.
I eat fish. fish and I eat chicken and fish.
I'd throw in something liquid. I would be doing more liquid. At the age, you may not be absorbing. At the age of 80, you know, things start to break down. If you're not absorbing,
right,
you may not be able to get the nutrients that you need without liquefying them first.
Sure.
Stick to, try to get, increase your caloric intake from liquids. Soups, vegetable juice, and then longevity products, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine specifically. You're taking that, I assume, right?
No.
Well, get on it. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I definitely recommend that. That's a well-rounded liquid supplement. And then get a Vitamix if you don't have one and start doing vegetable juices. And liquefy your foods. It may be that you're not absorbing. At the age of 80, it wouldn't surprise me if you were you had some malabsorption issues. Did you have health problems before?
Yeah, I have a few.
You don't need to describe them, but that usually implies some degree of malabsorption. And that's liquefy your foods as much as possible. All right, Jan, I want to get a few more calls in.
The main reason I called you and what I wanted to ask you about is my son and his fiance are into fasting, and they're listening to a Dr. Fung, and he's saying that fasting can cure, not just prevent, but cure things like Alzheimer's, diabetes, cancer.
I don't like the word cure because it sounds like magic, but it can definitely begin the reversal process.
I see. Okay.
100%. I don't know who this guy is, but he's 100%. If he's saying cure to me just sounds so magical. Like I'm going to wave a wand and you're cured. That's not how it happens. The body's not magic. It's science. It seems magical. It looks like it's a miracle, but it's not. It's science. And reversal is scientific. Anything with deterioration can reverse, absolutely. Fasting, I think you need more, and I think you need to make sure you're putting the good stuff in, but fasting is an amazingly powerful tool. Absolutely, 100%. All right, Jan.
Okay. Thank
you
very much.
Good to talk to you. Okay, let's go to our friend, the Truth Raider. Real quick, buddy, what's going on, Carl? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm feeling a little bit better. I guess having a little bit more sensation in certain extremities. I was having difficulty with the past few months, doing a little bit better. Well, a combination of things. But I wanted to talk to you today about something that you mentioned a whole lot about, and that's hydrogen peroxide. What's the benefits you think? Do you believe in hydrogen peroxide?
I use it every day. I use it. I put it on my toothpaste. Mix it with my toothpaste. It's powerful stuff, and the body makes it. It's one of the reason it's so powerful and non-toxic is because the body makes it, and it's got systems for breaking it down. It's powerful stuff, though. Now, did you ever put like a 30% hydrogen peroxide in your hand? Carl, we got a bad connection here, buddy. I'm going to let you go, man. Listen in. I'll talk about hydrogen peroxide when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll return right after this.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. proactivemd.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back. 844-236-6010 is our number. We were talking about hydrogen peroxide before we went to break. Hydrogen peroxide is one of the body's... It's a slightly acidic substance that triggers the body's immune system. It's part of the immune system, but the body's got... breaks it down very quickly. It has to be broken down very quickly because it's relatively powerful. It releases oxygen, and because it releases oxygen, it's thought to be beneficial for allergies and for headaches and for Alzheimer's, dementia, and for all kinds of stuff. I'm not buying it. I'm not convinced. If you get benefits from it, the way you use it is you dilute. I think you just dilute your 35% somewhat down to 10 or 11 or 12%. I put on my toothpaste before I brush my teeth. If you're going to do it with your toothpaste, don't do it with fluoride. But it's got some whitening powers. It also has some stain removal powers, but I'm not really convinced that it's got a bunch of health benefits, although I do know that it is all over the internet and there's books about it. I'm not convinced. If you're out there and you get benefits from hydrogen peroxide, I'm open-minded about it. I'd love to hear what people say, but I'm not convinced from a chemistry standpoint that it is more than a fat. So, okay, let's go to Elaine in Alaska and say good morning. What's up, Elaine? How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Very, very well. How are you?
I'm doing good. What's up?
Good. Yeah, I've got a patient. She had been diagnosed with lymphedema, not lymphedema.
Right.
Lymphedema.
Yeah. Lymphedema is a type of edema, swelling. It's a type of swelling. It's when lipid means fat. Lymphedema is the swelling of overgrown fats. It's an overgrowth of fat cells, basically.
Right.
Fat cells overgrow. So where she has it, it shows up underneath the skin. She probably has it on her butt or her legs, or where does she have it?
Right.
Yeah.
Primarily her legs, working down. She's got, really skinny ankles.
Yeah.
All her vitals Blood pressure's great, no cholesterol issues. So she's having surgery, and the big thing is to try to, it's inflammation. So how, any ideas?
Estrogen, I would be guessing estrogen. Is she estrogenic? Is she buxom and hair, good, beautiful hair, and built like a woman, so to speak? You know, looks very feminine, that kind of thing. You know what estrogenic body type is?
The estrogenic body type
is curvy, it's buxom, big hair. I mean, it's kind of a stereotype, but that's all the qualities of estrogen, and that's usually what's involved in lipedema. That's why it's a female condition. Are you with me?
Right. And then she had her gallbladder removed years ago.
Yeah, there you go. She's not processing estrogen. You gotta help her process estrogen, eliminate estrogen correctly. It's an estrogenic issue. She's at high risk for all kinds of estrogenic problems. How old is she?
She is in her late 40s, approaching 50.
Yeah, that's when it shows up, when hormones fluctuate, menopause, pregnancy, that kind of thing, puberty sometimes. So I'd be focusing on estrogen, clearing estrogen out, using calcium D-glucarate to help processing estrogen, more fiber. She's probably constipated. She's got to work on that. You follow the whole estrogenic system needs to be focused on. Essential fatty acids, ultimate EFAs, digestive enzymes that help her process fats, especially without a gallbladder, bile salts, all of that. Focus on fats, fat malabsorption, and estrogen. That's what I would be doing.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Take care.
Awesome.
Progesterone cream.
Hey,
don't forget some progesterone cream. Yes?
Okay. Great. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Thanks. Good to talk to you. All right. Let's go to Rhea in Japan. What's up, Rhea? How you doing?
Hi, Pharmacist Ben. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on? How can we help you?
I have a question for my mom again.
Okay.
She's taking arginine supplements. I just got her on arginine supplements.
Okay.
And
with testosterone, you said? Wait, you said testosterone?
No, arginine.
Arginine, just arginine.
Arginine.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought I heard you say testosterone arginine. But arginine, okay,
no.
Good.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. And recently I'm trying to get her on lysine supplements, but I read online that...
They work together.
When you take them, they work together, because online I read that lysine blocks arginine, and so
they work together. When you're taking one, you want to take the other. If you take arginine without lysine, you could end up, because mm-hmm. they do block each other, you could end up with deficiencies in lysine. In fact, lysine, they balance each other out. You want to take them together, especially at cold sores. That's one of the reasons why lysine works. Lysine blocks arginine.
Yeah.
Lysine blocks arginine, and cold sores need arginine. The lysine that you take when you have cold sores works by blocking out the arginine. Arginine is a growth substance. So if you're taking one, you probably want to make sure that you have enough of the other, I should say. Not, they do block each other, so you want to make sure that you have enough to override the blockade, because they have antagonistic effects.
So we take both at the same time.
I'm not sure if that matters, both at the same time. You just want to make sure you have enough of both.
Okay, all right.
Because they have an antagonistic effect. They block each other.
Okay. And
you follow what I'm saying? I mean, if you take arginine, you run a risk of lysine deficiency, because you're blocking the lysine, so you want to override that.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
So
all right.
I need to take that.
And arginine is an awesome amino acid. Everybody should take a little arginine, in my opinion.
Okay.
Wonderful amino acid.
I have one more.
Four nitrogens on arginine. Four. Count them. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's an amazing amino acid. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Sorry. I have a skincare question. You say that we should be exercising our skin. I'm doing these kojic acid peels, like once a week.
Kojic acid is a big old bunch of nothing, in my opinion. What strength?
Really?
I've been using it for years. I've been working with it for years, and I've never really seen anybody get any benefits from kojic acid. Unless it's maybe super high. Are you using like a 10% or something? Or do you know?
And it's working pretty well, actually.
Is it? In a peel, it's maybe a little different. They're using high concentration. But I've been putting it in topical products for a long time. I've experimented with putting it in topical products for a long time, and I've never really seen any benefits from it, although I keep seeing about it, hearing about it. It might not be the kojic acid. It might be something else in there. What else is in the product that you peel?
Mandelic acid. And
now that'll kick. Mandelic acid. That'll do something. I make a mandelic acid peel.
That's a lot of good stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't know that it's the Kojic that's doing the work.
Okay. My question is, after using a peel like that, when can we start using a retinol product? Like, how soon? Or
you got to go by your skin. You can't make that assessment. You have to go by your skin. You know, I know what you're saying. People ask me that all the time. You have to look at your skin. If your skin's raw, then you don't use the retinol. If your skin's irritated at all, you don't use the retinol. If your skin is recovered,
So when it's recovered, it's all right to like use it, like maybe like 3 days later, it sort of feels all right.
Wait for recovery and then Wait for recovery and then yes, absolutely. Okay.
All right.
Thanks, good to talk to you. Take care, Rhea. I'm going to see if I get one more call in. We're running out. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Excuse me. Let's go to Barry. What's up, Barry? You get the last word, my friend.
Yes. Can you kind of quickly, when your blood becomes messed up, is it primarily from the food you ingest, even though there are other causes, but is it primarily from that?
Unless you're an IV drug user, the chances are very good that it's going to be food. Yes, indeed. Because the bloodstream and the digestive system are a link. These two systems, the blood, the circulation, and the intestine, are linked anatomically and physiologically. You can't get around it. The intestine and the bloodstream are like, the blood is on the other end of the intestine. They're proximal. They're next to each other. They're neighbors. And the way the system works is things go from the intestine to the blood. And we eat. Look how we eat. I mean, it's just common sense, number one. But yes, from a physiologic perspective, that's the link for most people. And it's your major point of power. And I know I talk about it every day. I talk about it multiple times a day. I've never talked to somebody who's sick and not said something about that. Because it's just critical to understand this connection. It's our most powerful leverage point when it comes to taking care of our bodies. And that's why we were talking earlier about the guy who's fasting. You know, that's why fasting is so important. It's because all of a sudden now you give that system a break. The stream of toxicity for most of us is 24/7 going in, or not 24/7, but every day getting into the system, it stops. In short order, you will feel better when you stop that stream of toxicity from getting into the blood. All right, that's it. We're out of time. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry if I left you on hold. Call back tomorrow, and we'll get you first up if you tell our call screener. I am Pharmacist Ben. Check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for the longevity products. And now truthnourishment.com for all kinds of very hard to find and very important health products. And I'm always looking for new products as well. So shoot me an email at ben@ksco.com. If you have a product you'd like to get up on our website. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Bye for now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunter.